Good morning. Welcome to your daily inspirational. I'd like to greet you this morning in the blessed name of Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the only true and wise God. May glory and honor and praise be to his name forever and ever. We have a beautiful opportunity in our life today to walk in the light and to be purged from darkness and to be made, the blind eyes to be made to see. And I just was thinking of a few thoughts here that might inspire you today, and I wanted to just cause you to lean on up on his breast this morning. Do you have faith? What do you believe? And it's a question that's been asked through the ages, and what is your faith in? What kind of faith do you have? Does it save you? Or do you just have faith in things that you can see? And in the second letter to Peter, where Peter wrote, there's a subtitle that says, The Growth of True Knowledge. Then we have, in order to have faith, we have to have knowledge. And this knowledge is combined with love towards our great God. It's not some stagnant knowledge or some knowledge that causes you to swell up in pride, but in humiliation to the Lord our God for his goodness to us. To call us out of the pit of sin just because he cares, just because he had favor upon mankind. I'll start in verse 3. It says, according as his divine power hath given unto us, this is chapter 1, all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And herein, there's a lot of words, but the simple truth that he hath given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. And then he gives exceeding great and precious promises, that you might be partaker of a divine nature and escape the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and temperance patience, and to patience godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things make you to be in you and abound, they shall be that make you that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. And therein is the ultimate goal of a believer. One who has been called according to his purpose, that you are fruitful. I think it's birthed in each believer that there's a desire to be fruitful in the kingdom of God, to have results to his actions and words that bless and prosper the kingdom, and don't sell yourself short here. It comes in various ways. It always witnesses to others when we walk out these things, even to other believers. They can see that Christ abides in us because we have knowledge and we practice temperance and patience and godliness, brotherly kindness, and charity. If these things are happening, then there's no way possible you'll be barren. or unfruitful. It says in verse 9, but he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. Go ahead and revisit your life and your heart, and put yourself in your proper perspective, and be diligent to do those things that are true. The things that are lacking, we seek, and we grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And you have, I'm not sure who all will listen to this, but beyond a shadow of a doubt, it has to be in your heart that Jesus Christ is King, and that He's coming. He's going to return, and His reward will be with Him. He'll give rewards to those who are diligently walking in light and have passion and love towards Him. And wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth. So this is something that, you know, it's not a first time that we hear truths. Many truths, we hear them over and over. And Paul reminded them, and he told them, this is something I'm reminding you of, so that you don't forget them. Keep you always in remembrance these things, though you know them, and be established. He said, I know you already know them, and you're established in truth. But yeah, I think at me, as long as I am in this tabernacle to stir you up and put you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. So you have to be stirred up. I have to be stirred up. Paul had a desire to stir up this missing links that seem to just drag people backwards, and stir up, be patient, be gentle, be godly, have zeal, add to your faith virtue and knowledge and temperance and these such things, and you will see the fruit. You will have reward even in this life. It'll become visible. You will have peace with the Lord Jesus Christ, and your life will be with purpose, and you'll be complete as possible upon this earth. And then when the Lord returns with a shout, a trumpet sounds, you can hear the words, well done, come. You know, I don't know how all that'll be, but raise up, meet Him in the air. Instead of quivering, shaking ass for the rocks and mountains to fall upon you, and doom and despair and gloom come upon you, and you tremble and shake, and you're finished. And your death and destruction and hell all come at you at once. And you hear the words, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. These are going to be two alternatives. And I want to just encourage you to walk in the light, to have fellowship with Jesus Christ, and you shall never perish. May God bless your day.